Chapter 5. The Urban Explorer and the Ruin Gazer. As you continue, look around. Light cuts through broken windows, plants force their way through cracks. Urban explorers chase places like this, tracking down abandoned sites, photographing them, and sharing finds on forums like UER, short for Urban Exploration Resource, or Instagram under hashtag urbex, and hashtag abandoned places. By exchanging maps, safety tips, and codes of conduct, they turn exploration into a documented ritual, and in doing so, shape how ruins are culturally consumed. Private decay becomes shared aesthetic experience and even informal heritage. The kind of heritage built through photographs, hashtags, and collective fascination, not by institutions, but by the ones they keep coming back. The urban explorer moves through the ruin in many different modes. Sometimes as a hype-driven seeker of exclusive access, sometimes as a careful archaeologist of decay. In the latter, he overlaps with the ruin gazer, who is still and attuned to the place. The ruin gazer inherits the romantic tradition of ruin contemplation, where decay feels natural and inevitable, a sight of melancholic beauty and human finitude. But ruin gazing is also strategically encoded. The ruin's authenticity is carefully constructed. In the 20th century, architects imagined buildings that would project power not only through their completion, but through their eventual decay. Monuments were planned to endure as noble ruins. The ruin, in this sense, became an image of persistence, ideology extending itself into the future. What we call ruin value is this strange futurism, the dream that even in defeat, a structure might continue to signify, to haunt, and to instruct. Lost futures are performed, and by the very act of looking, the ruin gazer keeps those lost futures alive.